Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relates to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment. In this episode, we're going to talk about the power of forgiveness. So if you're with it, stay tuned.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I am super duper pumped about this particular topic because the power of forgiveness is really and truly a superpower if you think about it. Being able to take what someone's done to you, regardless if it was intentional or not, and being able to move past it, grow from it, really and truly indicates what type of healthy space you are in and your ability to do this adulting thing. There are so many times in which we are or we feel disrespected, unappreciated, or we feel that, you know, that we've played the fool when it comes to love and dating. There are so many times in which we are betrayed, even outside of the dating realm. And your ability to not only pick up the pieces, but to shake off any residual effects that it has is such an amazing superpower. I could just nothing less than that. I want to tell you that when it came to forgiveness, I thought I had it down pat. I thought I knew what forgiveness consisted of. You did something to me. It hurt me. I dealt with it. I got over it. I'm not longer mad about the situation. I felt that's all that was needed for me to basically forgive. But I learned that it was a lot more than that. It was a lot deeper than me allowing time to heal my wounds and my feelings. Today, I will share with you what the concept of forgiveness really means. I also will talk about what it isn't, as well as give you a little bit of homework, some things to look out for or to check up on. So, beginning with what forgiveness is. Now, like I told you, I thought that, you know, if I'm over it, I'm over it. And I forgave you, so I'm moving on. But it's a little bit deeper, just a little bit, not a lot. The process of forgiving involves not only acknowledging what happened or letting go of it, you have to also release the resentment that's attached to it. It is not just a one and done, I'm not mad no more type of thing. It's deeper. It's number one, acknowledging what happened and acknowledging those feelings that you felt. If someone that you were in a relationship with cheated on you, you need to at least acknowledge that you were hurt, but also, which is an obvious, acknowledge if there was embarrassment that came from that. If acknowledge those feelings that you felt, did you feel ashamed? A lot of times, even in marriages, where people are victims of infidelity or unfaithful spouse, a lot of times the spouse that was cheated on feels as if they were responsible. Whatever those emotions are that you feel, you have to acknowledge how you're feeling. And sometimes initially you don't know. It could be anger. It could be pain. It could be that you feel foolish because you should have known better. This is true if there is a courtship, right? And the person that you're in courtship with or dating disappointed you, hurt you in whatever way. It could be that you might have caught the person in a lie or acting in a manner that's not consistent with your values or the things that they said they were about. Maybe they misspoke. Maybe they overstepped their boundaries or your boundaries. Excuse me. We have to acknowledge how it made us feel. But moving on to that, like I stated, we have to let go of the negative emotions. Once acknowledge that feeling, but then be working through the process of letting go, saying and allowing yourself to feel that way, but also to acknowledge the importance of saying to myself, I don't want to feel this way anymore. I don't want to feel this hurt anymore. I don't want to feel afraid to be vulnerable, to be open. Acknowledging those feelings are key. And then letting go of resentment. See, let me tell you what I had bad. I had the one too good. Your girl was good with, okay, acknowledging the way that I felt, ace that, you know, being willing to let go of negative emotions, took a little time, but was able to go through and ace that. But the resentment, that part, I didn't even realize that that was an important component of forgiveness. Sometimes we can get over it because time has allowed us to get over what a person has done, a family member, a friend, right? Sometimes we've let go of that, but if we see that person, the feelings come back to where those feelings of resentment comes back through. It happens. If I can paint a clear picture, when in my marriage, when I was married and my husband had an affair and I found out about it and immediately got divorced, my heart, my broken heart was no longer broken anymore. I was open and ready to receive and love and date. I was no longer agonizing in any of those feelings and emotions that I was dealing from what I had to endure during that time of discovery of, wow, this is happening to me. Once I got past it, my heart wasn't broken. I didn't want to be. I was good in that regard. But the other part of it was, if I happened to see him in person, I still, you know, co-parent, but it was just those feelings of, you did this to me, victimhood, those resentful feelings of everything else that I had to deal with because of your actions. I wasn't letting go of the other part or the other component in order to come full circle in my forgiveness journey. The person who has wronged you, and we have a great relationship now, right? But the person that has wronged you, once you've completely forgiven them, nothing about their voice, nothing about their presence will take you back to any type of negative emotions once you've forgiven them completely. Now, moving on to the second part, I want to also share what forgiveness is not. Forgiveness can easily be misunderstood by a simple little phrase that's very popular: forgive and forget. It sounds good together because of alliteration. You have the F for the forgive and then the F for forget, but I'm letting you know that's not what forgiveness is all about. Sometimes you do forgive, and then as time goes on, you forget, but it's not a requirement for forgiveness. Forgiveness does not mean that you forgot about what they did. And understand also, it is not saying that what they did is okay, or that you trust that they won't do it again. I don't know if anybody listening has had someone steal money from them. I have. A best friend, I was in college, stole money from me. And that was surprising for me. The last person I thought would have did that. And when she acknowledged it, maybe 5 or 6 years later, she had moved on with her life, went on. I think she had moved out of the country, actually, and apologized in a letter with my cash. I had forgot about it. And I welcomed our friendship back. And that was not because I was giving her a pass or saying that stealing from me was okay, but I chose to let go of the negative emotions and to move forward in a positive direction. Because at the end of the day, when someone wrongs you, that's really on them. It's not a you problem. It becomes a you problem when it affects you, and that's just us being human. But the moment that you let that go, you're blameless. Forgiving someone also means that we do not have to continue in the relationship. And I'm talking about courtship. Someone can do something that requires forgiveness. And you may get that apology, you may not, but it requires forgiveness on our part. But you can make that decision to close the door because of that incident, because of a couple of incidents or down the road. Forgiveness does not mean that you have to remain in that situation. You can forgive them, but keep it moving. And in some cases, people forgive and they move forward. It becomes a area of their journey that they've decided to communicate about, to establish as this is a no-no, right? And then develop boundaries around that particular situation or those type of instances that protects themselves from further hurt. Forgiveness is a personal choice that we make for our own well-being and not necessarily for the benefit of the other person. In summarization of that, again, it is not forgetting, it's not condoning, and it does not mean that you have to stay in contact with that person. There's people that you may have forgiven that you'll never see again, and you don't even think about what they've done. And believe it or not, there's some things that you've done to people that they have forgiven you for. Again, at the core, forgiveness involves acknowledgement of what happened, letting go of negative emotions, and the resentment that you feel towards the other person. I saw a video that really and truly I felt was super, super relevant to this particular topic. And it is the story of a guy who served 30 years in prison. He was wrongfully convicted. And he eventually got free after 30 years of being wrongfully convicted. Now, his story is a little bit different than they got the wrong guy, because we're human and human beings make mistakes. But his incarceration was deliberate from day one. And he talks about it a little bit deeper. The guy's name is Anthony Ray Hinton. And the thing about his story, it talks about his struggle. It talks about the struggles of the prison system, but it mainly and truly sheds a light on the power of forgiveness and the perspective that people take when they're on the other side of that hurt, on that other side of that pain. I want you to see if you can find any videos that talks about his story. He talks about reclaiming his life back again. He said he's seen hate at its worst. And here he stands today as a best-selling author. The book is called The Sun Does Shine. And depending on when you're listening to this, it may be down the road, and I've already done a review, but if you're listening and you have access to the website, Dating While Black Podcast, for the month of April, his book is the book of the month, The Sun Does Shine, Anthony Ray Hinton. And regardless if you're able to join us the last Sunday of April of 2023 or not, I want to encourage you to check out his book. He talks about his struggles, but when asked, does he have any anger towards the officers' testimonies and those people who knew he was innocent? Does he have any anger towards them? He says that he forgives them. And when asked why, he said they already got 30 years of my life. I don't want to give them the rest. When we don't forgive, we give energy to negativity, and we allow our situations to control how we act, how we move, how we respond, and our moods. Forgiveness is a release, a key that we give ourselves, a gift, an opportunity, which is why I call it a superpower. It is that freedom that you don't know that you need until you get it and you appreciate it. I want you to know, if there's something going on in your life that requires you to forgive and you want to step away from it, I want to suggest that you seek out help from your support system, your friends, your family. Reach out to a therapist or a counselor if possible. Because if I can tell you how bright that reward is on the other side of that, I've been there. I've been there with friends, with family, and in relationships, not just my divorce or my marriage. It's a beautiful gift. It's a wonderful superpower. And I wanted to share that with you guys today. If you're interested in more information as it relates to forgiveness or any trainings that I have that may be out there, check out the DatingWhileBlackPodcast.com website or future episodes about this topic. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye.
That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.